Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Bill Crowder, and I titled our reading, Who Am I? Robert Todd Lincoln lived under the extensive shadow of his father, beloved American President Abraham Lincoln. Long after his father's death, Robert's identity was engulfed by his father's overwhelming presence. Lincoln's close friend, Nicholas Murray Butler, wrote that Robert often said, "No one wanted me for Secretary of War. They wanted Abraham Lincoln's son. No one wanted me for Minister to England. They wanted Abraham Lincoln's son. No one wanted me for President of the Pullman Company. They wanted Abraham Lincoln's son." Such frustration isn't limited to the children of the famous. We all are familiar with the feeling of not being valued for who we are. Yet nowhere is the depth of our value more evident than in the way God loves us. The Apostle Paul recognized us for who we were in our sins and for who we become in Christ. He wrote in Romans 5, verse 6, "At just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." God loves us because of who we are, even at our worst. In verse 8, Paul wrote, "God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." God values us so much that He allowed His Son to go to the cross on our behalf. Who are we? We are God's beloved children. Who could ask for more? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Romans chapter 5, verses 6 through 10. You see, at just the right time when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by His blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through Him? For if, while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His life? Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You love us for who we are and what we are, and that Your forgiveness and love are ours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Bill Crowder, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.